dummy.
You're tuning in to the Dummies Podcast. I'm Stop.
I'm Joe.
I'm Todd.
And I'm Hootie, nigga.
And we back like we never left, because like we say every week, we never leave. It's special episode number one inside the Content Factory. Yes, yes. But we here today with a special guest. Y'all know anything about our special episodes, we like to bring somebody who brings something special to the world, whether that's a talent, a gift, or whatever that may be. And today that is a person that's no short of talent. My man Burger, man. How you feeling, man?
What's going on?
Chilling, man. Tell us a little bit about you, man. Where you hail from, where you come from, man. A little bit about your background, man. And you know, we'll dive deep off into this interview.
I go by Burger. I'm from Florida, Central Florida, place called Brevard County. For people that don't know where that's at, it's like an hour east of Orlando.
Okay.
Yeah, and like 15 minutes south of Cocoa Beach. But it's like Kennedy Space Center, all that stuff over there, Space Coast.
Okay, the space side.
Yeah, it's the Space Coast.
That's what's up. Tell us a little bit about your growing, your upbringing, you know what I'm saying? How was it?
It was cool. I lived in I lived with both parents, my mom and my pop. Mm-hmm. 5 kids, 2-bedroom apartment. We ain't had the best of everything, but you know how it goes.
Right.
Made the best of what it was.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I read that today. I saw you say that you still, even though y'all went through some hard financial times, you was happy your pops was in the crib, because you saw some of your friends who ain't had that same thing, and it kind of molded you in a different way.
Yeah, facts.
Okay, that's what's up.
When you say molded you in a different way, feel like it gave you more structure, more grounding when you got both people around?
More structure, because my pop, like, he came home, he taught us, like, to provide. Like, my pop always provided for us. Like, he come home with his check. He worked 60, 70 hours a week. Come home and take his whole, he take $100 out the check and give my mama the rest of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's that old school grind right there.
All too familiar. Yeah. Right now.
They took $50 out the check and spread it around. Yeah. Like, shit.
So, did y'all clash a lot?
Who that?
You and your pops?
No, actually, when my mom and my pop fell out, I was the one who moved with my pop. Like, my pop would go get a separate apartment, and I moved with him.
Right.
He with pop. And the benefits from that was, like, the money that my pops was giving my mama.
He gave you.
He was giving me.
so that worked out beautifully.
So did that work out better, just as far as a background standpoint, living with pops more so than moms, as far as schooling? Let's say schooling.
Nah, it wasn't really like that, because my pops was all work. Like, I used to go to work with my pops. Like, me and my brothers, we used to always go to work. So my pop was just work. A man got to work.
Right.
He was on that. Like, my mom was more so school, education, and all that. But anytime my pop and my mom ever separated, it was only for like a month, maybe, and then it's right back to the house.
Yeah. And you feel like that seeing your pops just work, and a man got to work.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take in those lessons and bring it over to what's in the music game?
Oh yeah, that's all I do is work. Because of that, that's what I know. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? And now, like, I noticed, like, that's why I got, you know what I mean, my work ethic from my pops.
Right. Was it weird to tell your pops, hey, I want to do music, when he used to go into work every day?
Nah, my pop don't really care. As long as it make money, it makes sense to him.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Right. Schooling. How much schooling did you finish? I want to make sure what I read was right.
11th grade.
I want to make sure that was right before I just come off and ask you that. So
11th grade.
Where did you get educated, man? Because listening to your music, you're educated.
In the streets.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, streets.
Okay. Now, when you started, they did their research. I did mine. Mm-hmm. You were with your people, like your cousins or your brother.
Yeah, my brother. Group, yeah, right. Yeah.
What happened with that?
What happened was, I don't want to get too in depth with it.
Go ahead, Beyonce. Man. Do your thing, man. Do your thing.
Take another sip.
You Beyonce.
Take another sip. Do your thing.
Nobody come to see you, Otis.
You Beyonce. But seriously though, you know.
What happened was, it's like, you know, everybody. You know, when you're in a big group, everybody got their own thing going on, and you know, everybody started doing their own thing. And I'm the one who kind of kept taking it serious after everything hit the fan.
Right. Yeah, I totally understand, because that's how I am with these niggas. Like, I'm always taking it seriously, showing up, and then here they come 2 hours later.
Wanted to
capitalize off my shine and see. It just don't work like that.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to go through those things in order to learn to do it on time.
Hey, for the people who listening, I'm talking shit. So
that was a shot at you, by the way.
I know. It's always a shot. I get it.
Look, he already ready for podcasting and blogging, right? He got us beefing. So now I'm gonna have to fight him after you leave. You know what I'm talking about? But no, as far as music, man, rapping concern, who they alluded to you and your music style. I listen to your music. I already told you. I think from top to bottom, that's my kind of music. Mm-hmm. I used to rap. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna spit nothing right now, but you know, I used to rap.
The chicken.
Y'all want me to pull them chicken? but no, for real. One of the things that I like, my mixtape dropped, last mixtape was 2014. Okay. And one of the things I was looking at was like, I used to like deep words and metaphors and have a story from beginning to end. But it felt like for me, at that time, music was going in a different direction.
Yeah.
It kind of wanted more humna, ha da da da. But when I listen to you and to me, I'm listening to you and it sounds like that's kind of where I would be. That's that direction, that depth, yeah, a story from point A to point B,
right,
and putting a whole day behind it.
Right.
Do you find any frustrations with your music, the way you make it compared to, you know, a little kid, 16, 17 years old, drop tomorrow, talk about shooting up the church and go pop?
Platinum. Nah, it don't bother me at all because I make music for me first.
Right.
Yeah. And then, good, you know what I mean? Hopefully it helps somebody else out. That's
right,
how I feel. Like, I do it for me first. And I know if I don't make a coin off of it, I'm going to still do it.
You're going to still do it.
So still like it.
Just the love.
And that's probably why you still, to this day, successful and going. We talk a lot about outside noise.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And one of the things, you know, I saw in another interview, you kind of said that you do it for you.
Yeah.
When you say you do it for you,
mm-hmm,
so when you make it, you just kind of hope that, you know, everybody else gonna enjoy it, but as long as you enjoy it, that's all you care about.
Yeah, because I do it, like I said, it's therapeutic. Like, I do it to get through whatever I'm going through.
Right.
Like, it's kind of like if I go through something, once I go in the studio and I rap about it,
mm-hmm,
like, I'm over it. Like,
yeah,
I can move on. But
yeah,
until I speak on it, and I don't really talk to a lot of people. Like you were saying earlier, like, men really don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Come out and just talk to other people, yeah, about their problems and stuff like that. But I kind of do that with the mic, so.
Speaking of, you said, like, the rap about what you're going through, drowning.
Yeah.
You still feel like you're drowning?
Oh, yeah. That's deep, because that's a song about my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And just a little story on that. Like, I went to my grandma died of cancer some years back.
Damn.
Right? So,
sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry to hear that.
But what happened was, we was at the hospital and everybody around, my whole family in there and stuff. So they came in and let us know that she only had a few hours to live, like 5 or 6 hours to live.
Right.
So we all in there crying and, you know, acting crazy and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandma she just yelled out. She was like, "What y'all crying for? I'm the one that gotta leave." Like,
right,
you know what I mean?
Like, right, y'all, she was the most peaceful.
Yeah, she just like, "Y'all doing all this and I'm the one that gotta go."
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. Type. You know what I mean? So they said that they were supposed to take her from the hospital. The hospice was supposed to take her from the hospital and take her to the house or whatever,
right,
so she can pass at the house. So that way everybody can come to the house. So I left the hospital going to pick up my dad and my brothers from the house. So at the time, my license was suspended. Mm. I was a habitual driver. I didn't know that. I didn't,
right,
know I was habitual.
You rapped about being in the cell.
Yeah. Yeah. So what happened was, I leave. I pick up my pops. I pick up my pops and my brother. I drive. We drive in, like, I think it's like 15 minutes to get to my grandma's house.
Right.
So once I get up the street, I probably get like where I can see my grandma's house, like, from a distance, probably like a couple hundred yards.
Uh-huh.
And I get pulled over. I see, while we pulled over, I see the hospice truck pulling up, letting my grandma out the car. So I'm begging with the police officer, the police officer, like, "Hey, look, my grandma dying. They taking her in the house. You know what I mean? I just want to see her for the last time."
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, "Okay, let me get on the phone with my lieutenant and figure out exactly what's going on and see if I can let you out."
Right.
But just, you know what I mean? I'm going to do the best I can.
Uh-huh.
So, make a long story short, what ended up happening was, he was like, "Look, I can't do nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to take you in.
Damn.
You need to call somebody and lieutenant, tell them that
damn,
they can drive down there." So my grandma passed. I was in the cell.
Damn.
I got locked up.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's tough. Damn, that's a hell of a story.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Man. But that's the drown. That's what the whole concept from drowning.
Right. And then see that's, yeah, what I'm saying, right, about your music. You take your real life stories and put it into your music.
Mm-hmm.
John Doe. Was that a real story?
Oh, yeah, that was a real story, too. Mm.
The reason why I'm asking, because you said it was too many niggas in the lobby, and you had to, we tell a story here on the podcast about, like, when you was young and you used to get that address sent,
mm-hmm,
oh,
but you was crazy. Now you pull up to the bricks. Now you don't know nobody over there, but you go over there. So I was curious, was that a real,
yeah,
story?
Nah, that was a real story, for sure.
But When I heard you say we putting the choppers up, we bring the pistols out.
It's personal.
It's personal.
It's personal.
It's personal. Yeah.
I said, oh, hey. Let me come here like I got some goddamn.
Right.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's personal.
You better act right.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep, that's only when it get though. You know that. Ain't, that ain't every day though.
Yeah.
How did the collab with Moneybagg Yo come about?
We recorded at the same studio, and I seen him a few times. And the first time I seen him in there, I was just like, damn, I want to do a song with bro.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I want to make sure it's the right song.
Right.
So
it's fitting for you too though.
Yeah. One of his I think his manager was like, you know, I'm gonna give you a good deal. You know what I mean? Make the song, we're gonna make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was like, I think it took probably like a couple weeks. And I mm-hmm. came up with the right song.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. then I played it for him, and he was just like, man, yeah, let's do it.
And I wanted to ask, too, because you brought up the same studio. That's First Class, right?
That's First Class Sounds.
Is that part your studio, or that's just where you record it?
No, that's my bro, Drake's
okay.
studio.
Okay, yeah. And you record all your sounds and tunes in there.
I'm signed with First Class Entertainment. First Class Studio is the studio that
gotcha.
Everybody on the label right. recorded.
And I always wanted to ask, too, with music, I see. I ain't get that far to be able to, you know, see what a feature, how that works. Yeah. What you cash out? Like how that? I always wanted to know, like when a nigga be like, you know, right. what I'm saying, gotta right. pay the for the feature. Like what I do? Do I give them cash or like how that work?
It all depends. Like if they right there, then you cash out on it.
Yeah, gotcha, right. gotcha. Yeah, okay, yeah, you yeah. just go
I
in
got
the book.
A question back. To follow that up because you know what I'm saying. I watched a couple of your videos today. Mm-hmm. Do you have a debit card?
He got number cash, huh?
Cash. He didn't carry 25K on his head. Yeah. And walk around, and it didn't move.
At the shell, guys.
Hey, hey, that little dollar we put up, that be going to blow away. Right there. It's gone. Gone. Ain't nobody doing nothing for that. Okay?
And we going to chase that motherfucker, too. Hey. I'm running after my
hey.
Dollar.
Hey, I seen my man get in a car with about 10 grand in the glove compartment. Chick took $1, well, $100, but $100. One bill.
Yeah.
And that nigga put it out because he's doing it.
That's
mine.
That's why you don't need no debit card. You be swiping and shit, like, hold up, man. I knew I just had $3,000 yesterday. Got $1.99.
Like, Iceberg Tony.
Right. Yeah.
Why did the name change?
The name changed because.
Red tape.
Iceberg Tony wasn't in no more. What up, Iceberg?
That first rap name.
Iceberg is a nice word. Yeah.
Nah, it was by back then when I first named myself that, it was like, I don't know how many icebergs I ran into. I ran into Iceberg Bummy. I ran into Iceberg Slim.
Like
I ran
the little.
So right. many icebergs, DJs, everybody.
Right.
But another thing was Iceberg Billion from Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. I meant from Miami.
Okay.
That was signed with Trick Daddy.
Iceberg. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. I heard that
so
name.
So a lot of people was mixing us up at one mm-hmm. time. You know what I mean? So I was just trying to, you know, move away
trying
from
to,
that.
Yeah, that makes
so
sense.
How did you end up with Burger?
In the studio, just flipping words, and my cousin just was like, so I think I said something like iceberg, icebergler, iceberger bot beef, and then my cousin was just like, burger.
And it, that's and it. Stuck.
It is stuck.
That's
right.
it.
Like, sometimes when it stick, yeah. it stick.
Right.
That's it.
With music, mm-hmm. how has COVID, you know, in the age of COVID,
mm-hmm.
no shows, restrictions in all these different cities, trying to learn the restrictions in each city, mm-hmm. how has that affected the music world? For you personally.
For me, it affected it because I couldn't do no shows.
Mm-hmm.
But it forced me to get my business together so I can capitalize on other areas.
Right.
Gotcha. You see what I'm saying? Monetizing and all that stuff like
right.
that. So I was able to still get my money.
For the music purpose of it, your album.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's not that club album. It's I just want to chill, want to relax, want to sit around here and do and just enjoy. That's the type of music I like. That's
right.
who I am.
Right.
You think it was better for your music that the pandemic happened? Because more people are going to listen to this during the pandemic?
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. It got my views up. Like, mm-hmm. my online presence.
I can tell.
My online presence, it went up skyrocket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that helped me with features and stuff like that. So I was able to pull money from other places. Like,
right.
So it was like YouTube send you like cash. You ask for the cash.
I'm still worrying about that shit.
I didn't get a bra.
My man,
I think he's just trying to figure out how to put it up there right. for himself. Yeah, that's it.
Hey, I took my little $32 I had.
Now, shit was now, all on the floor.
Yeah. With some of the your influential rappers, you know, you got the Jays and the Pox and the Bigs.
Yeah.
And I say you got a chance to open up for some of those rappers.
Mm-hmm.
When that world show.
Not Pac, but
artists like Plies, Rosé, all them guys. Yeah. Like, how was that, you know?
No, that was cool. Because I look up to those guys, like, as far as the music.
Right.
You know what I mean? See where they come from and then see where they at right now.
Right.
Yeah. It's dope, yeah.
And that's one thing, too, man. I always say, man, Florida got some of my favorite rappers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, even the ones that I don't be knowing when I click on it, it's just something about Florida, man. Like, The way them boys, yeah, y'all got your own little thing going on.
Own lingo.
Even the gold look different. Every time I go to Florida, the gold, I don't know if it's a factory that a nigga got down there in Florida, but every time I go, that nigga got Florida gold. Them niggas got the gold, the straight gold. They don't like to even put diamonds in that motherfucker.
Anywhere I go, I gotta wear this motherfucker.
Why?
Because people identify, like, they like, hey,
that's Florida.
From Florida, right?
Yeah.
All this cool. This shit costs way more than this.
Let me see.
This shit right here costs way more than this shit.
Right.
Well,
I get more
because people.
Because that's people might get confused because you got more than four dreads too.
Dude, that's so
I told that nigga
from Florida.
Hey, look. Hey, but look, my homeboy from Florida, man, I had some dread too. You know what I'm saying? I lost by like six of them. He's like, nah, that's how you just got to tie them bitches together.
The one black.
I'm like, shit, man, I'm finna go cut this.
Yeah, black. So I, number 16, about 16 thin ass dread. Sorry, black.
But
hell, black.
But being from Florida, I thought it was cool that you was like, you know what I'm saying, you grew up off Wayne and Tupac.
Yeah.
And I see that you can make like a good like song about women, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't about you know what
I'm
saying?
It was a good
smashing or whatever.
Yeah.
So do you get that from them?
What's that from?
Being able to make like a cool song for women.
Yeah, I mean I'm a
you just like
ladies
women.
Man, like your name.
I feel it's different with saying, you know what I'm saying, I got 32, you know what I'm saying, whatever, then a song like women gonna actually, well, they like both of them. So.
Yeah.
My shit you just played, then that my shit.
How was Huntsville last night, man?
Huntsville was cool.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a nice vibe. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
They was vibing out.
You performed?
Yeah, I performed last night.
What seems to be, you've been in the game for a while. You've been in music for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most frustrating thing that you run into about music, if there is any?
Frustrating thing? I don't know. I don't really get frustrated that much. Like,
yeah. I can tell you.
I can tell.
Chill, they laid
like,
back.
Like,
I don't really get frustrated.
Fuck that shit.
You ever asked a question like you kind of felt the answer? I felt like you was going to be like that. And the reason probably why is it safe to say is because you say it's therapeutic and you make music for yourself.
Yeah.
So you're not really trying to compete. Or
for me, I just want what's for me. I don't care about nothing else. I don't care about nothing
that's
else
understood.
That's going on.
And that's hard to find, especially in today's time. We talk about social media. We was talking, you know, before we started recording about how people try to chase the dream and shit like that. And, you know, like, do shit to go viral and stuff like that. So that's kind of dope.
Yeah. I like that, man. What's next for Burger?
Next, I'm about to do the Permanent Scars tour. That's what we're working on right now.
Okay.
I'm about to add, like, 5 songs to that tape, make it a deluxe, and do the tour.
You have a new fan in me, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let you know.
100%.
Nah,
you got a fan in me, bro.
I checked the catalog out. What's your favorite body of work?
He going to say his last one.
Nah, I ain't going to say that.
It's going to be the first one.
Normally, people say
both of y'all wrong.
Like when they're
let my
first
man answer. Let my dry. Man answer.
I want to say it's my favorite, I would think, V3. I got a project called V3.
Why?
Because it was like, that was the point where it was like, before that, everybody was already on my music and stuff like that. And then so much stuff had done happened between it. And then a lot of people started doubting me. And that was the project that kind of put me back on.
Y'all going to doubt me? I got y'all.
Yeah, yeah. So that was the project that really like.
That motivation.
Yeah, took me to the next level.
Right.
That was the project you could start telling chicks no.
You get a different caliber of them. Get a different caliber of them then.
He told you that's the one.
Did you catch his name before you got your name? Can't get right. Yeah, you know, we have to reel him back in sometime.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's all for the.
I like him off the hedges. Somebody got to be off the hedges.
Yeah. I don't never tell him.
And
no,
he just the bill. He ain't even
I don't tell him no, bro.
Yeah. So I know you said you got the body of work that's about to get ready to come out. You got the tour and everything. Mm-hmm. Do you got any new mixtapes or albums that you got tucked away?
I got a lot of songs. That's all I do is record.
Right.
I was curious too when you say you got a lot of songs, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever have a song that get too old for you?
Nah, not really, because it's always something that I go through.
And you then just I can revamp
go back
it.
To it and listen right. to it, and I'd be like, I go back to it and listen to it and be like, you know what I mean? It's relevant again.
And then just do some little touch-ups.
Yeah. That's the, yeah. I saw that, because you say you have, like, reality music.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing about reality music, it's timeless.
Yeah.
So, makes sense.
For sure.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to accomplish.
You know what I'm saying? When you have Boosie on the track, Money Man, like, you put more effort into that, or when they send their verse over, maybe you're like, all right, let me do this better.
I actually have to create the song first and feel like, you know what I mean, they can be a part of the record or take it to a next level. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care. Once I send my verse, I know a lot of artists, like, a lot of people always say, like they got to record a song. Or if they record a song and send it to somebody and, like, get a feature on it, if Boosie feature on it, mm-hmm. and they get the record back and hear what he say, then they'll re-record their verse. I never re-record.
Once you send it, you send it.
Is that, like, a pride thing? Like, I know when I first put it out, it was the best I can do the first time.
Yeah, but you can't recreate the feeling.
Mm. That's so it's not even about the competition of it. It's just like, I know, hey, this is what I was feeling.
This is how I was feeling. That's it. I can't recreate it.
Right.
Yeah. I'd be like that.
That's dope. That's authentic.
Yeah. Would you be like that?
Yeah, I'd be like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you hit that.
You know that nigga about to say crazy.
They give me a hard time, man. But you know, for real, when you hear that beat, like, whatever first come to your mind, that's that feeling that that beat probably give you. You know what I'm saying? And you can't.
Give you the feeling of chickens.
Yeah. This nigga got a whole song. You want to? Hey, we might try to get it to you because we can't do nothing with it. So we might talk to you off mic about our song.
Do you have a favorite studio session?
No, I don't. All my studio sessions be dope.
Yeah. Mm. You was talking about at one point you was just making music. You weren't taking it serious. You didn't know to take it serious. Mm. Describe that feeling. When people started noticing, and you said you started getting calls, describe that.
When I first, like, I had a tape called Rate the Market. Like, before that, like, I was just making music for fun. Like, mm-hmm. I did the whole Wide Open thing. That was my family and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, getting on the radio and stuff like that. Like, the dude who was over the label, he kind of pulled those strings. But when I kind of got on my own, the first project I remember, like, Rate the Market, I put that tape out, and people was calling me like, hey, we trying to book a show. We trying to pay you X amount of dollars.
Right.
I didn't even know how to book a show. So it's right. like, and I'm in the streets, and I'm getting money, so it's like, I don't know how to book the show. I'm already making money. So
yeah.
That don't even matter.
Yeah.
That don't even matter. It took for my cousin to come in and be like, hey, man, you done missed out on $10,000. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And it kind of went from there. You know what I mean?
That made you know, like, man, if they finna pay, okay.
You got even better at that during the pandemic.
Yeah, it made me lock in even more, like, you know what I mean, during the pandemic. I know for sure. Like, the pandemic, like, that shit helped me out, like, 100%.
It's crazy to say.
I wasn't that focused. Like,
it's crazy to say, but I think all of us say that.
Yeah.
The pandemic helped you out. And I think if you strong-willed, strong-minded like you are, that's what it's going to do.
Yeah. Because it sits you down and make you, you know, think about mistakes or past maneuvers or directions you want to go in. So I think it kind of helped.
Feel like you're in jail. Nigga, when I get free, nigga, I'm doing this. You know what I'm saying?
It also made divorce
rates
go
pandemic, like, but I ain't gonna lie, like during the pandemic, like, I was able to see some stuff that I didn't see. Like, LaBaby was at the studio, same studio I was recording in.
Right.
And he was hot at the time. Not as hot as he is right now, but he was on fire. He was still, like, you know what I mean, top three.
Right.
You know what I mean? Baby's still in my baby like my top five right now.
Top
three. Sure.
Yeah, he should be. Agreed. Yeah, he should be. For sure, yeah.
So what happened was I used to see him come in. I used to always think, you know, I'm going hard. Damn, I'm going hard. You know what I mean? I need a break, or I'm going to just go do this for the night. Mm-hmm. But once he started coming to the studio and I seen his work ethic,
mm-hmm.
like, every night, like, all the stuff he can be out doing.
But he there.
But he pushed all that to the side and come to the studio every night
to
and
work.
Be creating. So I'm like, damn, who am I?
Yeah.
Right. And got all these M's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I ain't nowhere near this.
Yeah.
Like, let me get on my shit.
Do you find it hard to approach about features or?
What you mean as far as what?
Like, sometimes, like, you know, sometimes men sometimes like to get in this ear, man. I ain't finna go ask him for nothing. I ain't finna ask him. But, like, do you find it hard sometimes to approach other artists?
No.
Okay.
It just got to make sense for me.
Like, understood.
You know what I mean? Even with him, I got a record with Lil Baby too.
Okay.
But it took for me to, it was timing, everything is timing, but it took for me to, like, you know what I mean? I respect his grind, so I ain't going to go to him and ask him for nothing for free, even though I see you every night. It's kind of like, hey, what you going to charge me to do this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I want you to put, you know what I mean? I want you to give it 100%. I don't want you to just say, oh, I see him all the time, so it's cool. Like, I'm going to give him a first.
It means something.
And see, that make me think, because I see a lot of younger artists now. I don't even want to say young. Well, yeah, younger artists. I see a lot of them pride themselves online. Like, you see them on social media and stuff.
Ask this nigga for nothing.
No, they get mad about somebody trying to charge them for a fee. Like, man, I ain't paying for no fee. Like, we don't, like, and I didn't know if that was the new wave, or do you know what I'm talking about?
No. I mean, for me, I can speak for myself. Like, if I see somebody working and they hungry and I can see what they got going on, I might not charge you.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, and that's me seeing you doing this.
Right.
If you come to me and ask me for something, like, mm-hmm. I probably ain't checked out your catalog. I probably ain't checked out nothing. So mm-hmm. might cost a little something.
Yeah.
But once I figure it out, it's like, okay, the video might not cost you nothing. I might do the video for free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once I see what's going on. But I have to, you know what I mean? You have to catch my attention first.
Understood.
You see what I'm saying?
That make plenty of sense.
It's still a business.
Yeah. I was just about to say, because that industry can be a grimy place.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So, and then you got to pack it up the bag for your money.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Cash bag.
We're going to get you right. We're going to get you.
He ain't going to get right.
We know we get our little deal with where his money going. Right there.
It's right on by
him. Have you ever found yourself getting complacent? Like, you feel like, I got this song on radio, I don't need to do nothing else.
Oh, no, nah, I don't never feel like that.
Nah. It don't sound like it. Right. The way he say pops work.
Because, like he said, the younger generation now, get on the radio, get a video, make my first couple of M, I'm done. You know what I'm saying? I don't even have to do it anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, the one-hit wonders. Like, I like the music. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So, I hope you don't, you know what I'm saying, quit.
Oh,
you know,
nah. It ain't never that. Every day is a different problem. I got something to talk about.
Nigga like Jerry Rice.
Every day, so yeah, put it on wax. Yeah.
Nigga like Jerry Rice, man. He been catching bricks since the age of six. Yeah. Ain't no quitting no job. Hey. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. After that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, man, what's some of your social media for any of our listeners out there that want to find you, follow up on your music? Where can they find you at?
All social media is at Burga321, BURGA321.
Yeah. Well, man, we respect your time, man. It's an honor for you to sit down with us. We appreciate you taking time. We know you busy. My man was in Huntsville last night, Birmingham
Euphoria tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be safe.
Right now.
What's next?
I might sneak in that thing, though. I might sneak. Nah. You might see
this man here taking pictures.
That's why I love to go, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you going to have fun. That bitch going to be packed to the rim, but be safe.
Yeah, be safe. This might not be the night to leave the chop at home.
Yeah, right.
It ain't personal. It ain't personal tonight.
Leave the choppers, of course.
We need a lot of more shots tonight.
It ain't personal.
It ain't personal. Whoever coming.
But no, I appreciate you, homie, man. And if you ever need a platform, if you in Birmingham, or if you ever want to talk about something, you got some work coming out, hit our phone.
We travel. We are married.
You can't wait. Yeah,
we can't wait to go to the A.
Oh, I got to go to
Florida.
We got to go to Florida, man. We got to go to business. Right.
No. But, and then the sheer fact that you don't like interviews and you sat down with us, man, I'm telling
you. We going to make you like an interview.
Yeah, sure.
Appreciate you. I might share this one.
Please.
We trying to grow.
We need some of them followers.
And on that, we'll be back next week like we never left, because like we say every week, we never leave. You dig?
Right.
Bye. You bitch, you.
Hold up, Dad. Let go out on it.
Hey. I got some brand new drip.
Go get this. Brand new drip. Burga. Featuring Moneybagg Yo.
Thanks. Okay. Love. I'm in a brand new whip. Ain't no ignition in it. Push started to crank up. I got a brand new bitch. She in the mirror. Hit the gas. Fuck up her makeup. I got some brand new money. All of it stuck together. Can't get it to fold up. I got some brand new drip. Pull up with all of this shit on. I'm about to go up. I'm in some brand new drip. All of this water on me, you can drink it. I'm in some brand new drip. I throw this shit on and don't overthink it. I'm in some brand new drip. I got a bad habit, I'm in Nemus. I'm in some brand new drip. Dead fresh, it's a man down when I left Nemus. Mayday, I call her FaceTime every time she pick up, she smiling. Payday, you know the bad bitches like a
dummy.